Welcome back, everybody, to our Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence special episode, recorded here at CFRC 101.9 FM, supported by the City of Kingston and the Kingston Arts Council. Today, we're here with Emily Monahan, the fourth artist to join us in the Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program, a project offering opportunities for young and emerging musicians and bands to use CFRC's recording studios to develop, rehearse, and produce new original songs. Finally, they are given the opportunity to have a live-to-air performance on the CFRC Airwaves. Without further ado, here is Emily Monahan. Hello, everybody. I'm here with Emily Monahan. How are you doing today, Emily?
I'm good. How are you, Joseph?
Pretty good, pretty good. Why don't you start by telling us about yourself and your work as an artist?
Yeah, so I'm from Kingston. You may have seen me the past few summers busking downtown. I have a little white foldable keyboard. It folds in half. I got it on Facebook. I accompany myself singing. So I play and sing around downtown, or you may have seen me in open mics or with a few bands performing around the Kingston area at places like Musiki, Tiernanog, McKinnon Brewery, and the amphitheater at Joelstone Heritage Park in Yananaque for their summer concert series. And I did the Homegrown Music Festival in Kingston as well.
Very cool. It seems like you have a very memorable piece to your performance. What were you saying? The white...
Oh, I have a foldable keyboard. I got it on Facebook. It folds in half, so it's good for busking because it's very portable. I can carry it around.
Yeah, that's really cool, actually. Foldable keyboard.
I was kind of scared it was going to break, but it's lasted like a couple years, so that's pretty
damn cool. You got off Marketplace?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Marketplace. Mm-hmm. It's the best. What got you started in music, and what are some things that you are doing to keep up your learning in the space?
Yeah, so as I said, I'm from Kingston. I grew up here. And there was kind of always music in my house. My mom used to be in the Canadian Opera Company. I started singing and I started learning piano as well from a very early age, learning classically at first. But then I was really drawn to like the contemporary style. And I was always involved in music in high school. I sang with the jazz band. And in grade 9, I actually joined a band outside of school. And we practiced like 5 hours a week, like hardcore. We practiced a lot. So, and that was the first time I really had real gigs, and that was a really cool opportunity.
Yeah, that's awesome. Wow. Mm-hmm. I heard with the jazz band that you guys went to Music Fest.
Yeah.
Did you go to the one in Niagara Falls?
I don't remember. I think it was at Humber. That's where it was.
Oh, it was at Humber. Okay.
So we played on like the stage in the auditorium at Humber.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
That was really fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. The reason I'm asking is because I was at Music Fest in 2023 as a recording operator.
That's cool.
Because we would record the bands and then send them back stuff.
Awesome. So, yeah. Yeah, we got one of those.
You got one of the recordings? Yeah. That's awesome. Who are some of your influences, including local artists and famous artists?
Yeah, so I'd say like my favorite influences, I love Stevie Wonder. Mm-hmm. Songs in the Key of Life is one of my favorite albums. Lizzie McAlpine, I love for her lyrics. Adele, Ella Fitzgerald, so amazing. I love her scatting, her jazz. And then some people I've like actually met who are more real to me. Those are like huge stars. But the jazz singer Katie George, I went to IMC Jazz Camp last year and I was able to work with her personally as a part of the jazz choir, and she's so lovely in person and she's so talented. So that was a really cool experience. And then more locally, I attended a workshop and I met Miss Emily, and I've seen her perform as well. She's so amazing.
Oh, wow. That's so awesome. Nice. Also, since you've played in both bands and as a solo artist, how do these experiences compare? Do you have a preference?
I like both. I think they're very different, and I have a very different sound when I play solo versus when I play with a band. You're able to do more with a band, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, I think my main instrument is my voice. So when I'm accompanying myself on piano, I don't do as much. But then with the band, I have more freedom to improvise with the voice and really have my own sound and enjoy it. And I love playing with others. Like, I think it's the most creative is when I'm able to like, we're feeding off each other, improvising together. It's more fun.
What's been your most memorable gig so far and what made it so special?
The Music Fest one you mentioned was a really fun experience. It's kind of like a giant field trip with all your friends from the school band.
Yeah.
And then performing in front of like professors at Humber University and getting feedback on that was really amazing. I love the jazz style and we had some really fun pieces in there. But I've also really enjoyed playing with my band in Kingston. Mm-hmm. We recently played at Tiernanog as part of a fundraiser for Dress for Success, and that was a super fun gig.
How do you prepare for a performance, whether you're doing a gig or busking downtown?
Yeah, so for me, like songwriting usually starts with like a lyrical idea or a melody, and then I develop it into like a verse or something. And think of some ideas for instrumentation. Sometimes I use GarageBand to like layer my ideas for the different instruments over each other. And then I'll like bring it to a band and then we'll play it together and really flesh it out and let everyone have their own creative spaces with that. And then for playing original music in public, I want to really practice it a lot. I learned the values with my first band of how much practice is important to have a good performance.
Yeah, very true. And the previous artist I interviewed said, like, because she plays guitar, so she was saying practicing standing down, standing up, moving around, doing everything is very, very important because it really builds like your confidence going into the performance. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. I like to practice standing up and imagine kind of an audience in front of me, like what gestures I'm going to use and what emotion I'm going to try and convey in the performance.
Tell us a bit about your style and technique.
Yeah, so my style is kind of like, I get kind of bored easily. So, and I started off playing a lot of covers. So I'd always like tweak the melodies and I learned to like improvise. And there's a couple other singers in the band. So I learned to harmonize a lot. Mm-hmm. And with the harmonies, it's really, once you practice them a lot, you can learn about alternate melodies that go along with the chords of a song. So I'd always like tweak the melodies of songs and then I find my original songs are very improvisational, and they're kind of, especially the ones I'm doing in the studio right now, I'm really enjoying. It's kind of like a jam.
I record a lot of like Kingston bands and stuff, and that's usually, they prefer doing live session recordings now, which is pretty much instead of like, when you're making a song, you'll be like, okay, drummer, you're going in and we'll give you a backing track of like what's going to happen in the song so you can play the drums to it. It's just more clean that way. You can edit it better. But a lot of bands that I've been recording recently have been preferring just mic everybody up and let's just record something and then get it out. And like, I think that atmosphere of like being together and like in the moment kind of thing is different than just individually going about it.
I definitely agree, especially with like improvisation. If you hear like a musical idea from somebody, you can play off each other. And that's when just the energy, and it's so fun to really connect with the other musicians in the room live.
Exactly. Yeah. Tell us about the work you do to put into a performance or recording.
Yeah. Sometimes at home I'll do like GarageBand sort of.
Nice.
Just, you know, basic stuff. I do some of those vocal challenges where it's like layer all the harmonies together and see what it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah.
I love just messing around with GarageBand. And it also helps in songwriting because I can, I often like visualize playing songs I write with a whole band. Mm-hmm. But if you're writing it on your own, it's kind of hard to hear what the different parts will sound like. So I can use GarageBand to like put a little drum beat in, play a little bass line and try to see what it will sound like.
Yeah, exactly. I think you would really like, if you're willing to make the investment, Logic Pro, because it's pretty much GarageBand, but it's got a feature where it's like session musicians. Mm-hmm. So you can get like a drummer, hey, you play this, and then you can get another bass person, you play this melody, and it like improvises like based on like what you're playing.
The program does,
yeah.
Wow.
Or like, or it'll be the reverse where you'll like import something, you're like, I really like how this sounds. Can I get a drum beat and a bass line and keys to it? Mm. And then the program will do it. Just to give you like a rough idea of like some ideas and stuff.
That's cool.
It's a pretty good program, I'm not gonna lie. And it's exactly GarageBand.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy. Were there any obstacles you have faced so far as a performing artist? Or in your music career in general?
Honestly, I've been like really fortunate to be surrounded by like some really amazing artists. I've received lots of support. Especially like this opportunity has been so amazing. To really, like, for young artists to be able to get in a studio and just have that creative space and come away with, like, a professional recording. It's a really unique opportunity. I'm really grateful.
Well, that's why we do it, right?
You know? Yeah.
And we're also providing you with your residency session as well, live to air performance, everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the music scene in Kingston. What excites you about it and where do you hope it goes?
Yeah, I love the music scene in Kingston. There's so many opportunities to get out there and play, like open mics all around town. There's like the Blue Martini one, the Royal Jam. I know they close now, but that was one of my favorites. Spearhead, the Youth Open Mic has really good programming. Yeah, Wolf Island. There's lots of open mics to just get out there and practice performing in public. And I found the community to be like really welcoming to new artists. And I found a lot of amazing friends and musicians in the local scene.
Where can folks see you perform or find your recordings?
Yeah, so they can find the CFRC performance recording and this interview and the live-to-air performance on the CFRC website. Or they can follow me on Instagram at music_by_EmilyM. It's a very common name, so I had to be elaborate with the username.
Yeah. Yeah. There's just so much content on Instagram now that it's like you have to be a little different.
I also have a band Instagram at elastic.band on Instagram. So
very cool. Yeah. Do you guys have any upcoming gigs?
Yeah, we're playing at Homegrown Festival at the beginning of May. So that's exciting.
Oh, very cool.
We're doing that. And hopefully Napanee Battle of the Bands as well.
Battle of the Bands. Very cool.
That'll be fun. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Tell us about your upcoming live-to-air performance at CFRC. What can listeners expect to hear/experience?
Yeah, so I've been working together with some of my like best musician friends to work on the songs in the studio. And then in the performance, we've just been jamming together. It's been a really good time. And in the performance, I hope to sort of bring the audience in on the jam, sit in our jam session, and hear some new music that I'm really proud of that I've created recently. It should be fun. I love performing songs that are danceable because isn't it the best feeling when you go to see a band and all the people on stage are having fun and it just brings the crowd really into it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the kind of experience I like to give when I perform.
Yeah. 100%. I feel like Stevie Wonder does that a lot too. Yeah. Like one Stevie Wonder song I could think of is I Wish. I love that song. It's just super like funky and groovy.
Yeah,
and
he has such good grooves.
Yeah, and like that, it's very danceable. So I could see that. I could see that, mm-hmm. Yeah. So who are you bringing into your residency?
Yeah, so I'm bringing in my band, Elastic.Band, mm-hmm. on Instagram. So I'm bringing in my sister, Sarah Monahan. She plays bass and she's also sing some vocals in our band. It's so fun to perform with her. It's brought us closer as family. I think it's been really nice. Blake Conned plays keys and guitar. And then Seb Heil plays the drums. He's really good. So
very cool. Yeah. I was also in a band with my brother.
Yeah.
Exciting. And he was the drummer. And it worked out really nice because like the drummer slash I play piano and guitar, but having like a drummer and then like one of those instruments is like really cool because like he'll like create the beat and I'll be like, oh, I'm just gonna hop mm-hmm. on that and do my own thing.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, we would jam out quite a bit and it is pretty different. It definitely did bring us closer as family as
well. It's like it's a new layer of your relationship mm-hmm. and to be in that creative space together is really special, I find.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. If you can remember, what was your earliest memory of like liking music, you know, like really like getting into music and being like, whoa, like, because I feel like everybody kind of has that thing where they're like, I want to be like that. I want to play the guitar because of this person. Or I want to play the piano because of this person. Like, what would you say is your earliest memory of that?
Maybe Adele. Mm. My mom used to make us like dance playlists when we were like 6 years old and we'd dance around the living room. We'd like roll up the carpet off of the floor and move the coffee table and make a whole dance floor in the living room.
Yeah.
I used to love doing that. I think Adele's voice, I just love how powerful she is. It's just like raw emotion. I like covering her songs.
Yeah, she is really good. Yeah. When you're going into covering her songs, what are some things that you do to like match like her vibe, I guess?
I try to like dig into the emotion and bring out the dynamics in the piano and the voice.
Well, that's what it comes down to, you know. Music is all emotion. Mm-hmm. I know some people who are like a little too theoretical with it. I don't know how music theory based you are, but
I have some music theory experience
being in the jazz band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and taking music class and studying piano, but I think it's helpful for writing songs to know like what chords can go next, like what key you're in, etc. But I like being like more free with it, you know what I mean? Doing what feels good and what I think sounds good.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, to my knowledge, and I guess nobody quote me on this, but I think the Beatles like didn't know like any music theory, but they would just do stuff based on feel, you know? Yeah. Well, that's how most great musicians do things, you know? It's all emotion at the end of the day and just expressing yourself. For me personally, I think it's more like muscle memory than it is like actually knowing what you're doing. Do you find that sometimes when you're performing, you'll be like, oh, I know that this chord is coming next? Or like, is it more like instinct of being like, oh, I'm just going to play this chord shape,
you know? Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes with singing, like you end up predicting what chord's going to come next. And when I'm improvising with the notes, I can make up like a riff or something that goes with the chords. And sometimes before it comes out, I'm like, I hope this works with the chord, but it's just instincts and practice.
Do you and your sister also ever like push each other to like do better, or like you'll challenge each other?
Yeah, sometimes. We performed together. We visited family in Manitoba last year and we performed at the market together. That was really fun. Mm-hmm. And when we're practicing, I think we bring out, like, we push each other to be the best for a performance.
Yeah, because I have a similar experience where when I started, at least, like, it was a competition between me and this other guy to, like, who could play this the best, or, you know. Yeah. That was when I was starting guitar.
Yeah.
But I feel like that, like, kind of subtle, I guess this is more, like, me personally, but if that kind of, like, subtle, like, competition of, like, having somebody pushing you and like always trying to like be better is like really important.
Yeah.
Know? So it is really good that you have your sister for that, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of like, she plays different instruments than me. So I think we complement each other really well. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I pick up the guitar, the next day she's playing the guitar for hours. But I really think we just complement each other musically and like with personalities. So it's really, I really enjoy spending time and making music with her.
Do you guys ever, like, you just set an iPhone down sometimes and just record?
Yeah, sometimes we do songwriting. We read each other passages from our journals and just laugh together and cringe at them. But then sometimes something sticks out and we'll make a song idea out of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's kind of what we did in the studio for one of the songs. We're just brainstorming lyrics together. I'll play the chords on the piano and we'll both just sing our silly ideas over it until something sticks. And
then yeah, exactly.
There's a song. It's nice.
But the reason I ask is because there's a big thing in the audio engineering world where it's like the demo always sounds the best. And like sometimes bands will come in and they'll record on their iPhone and be like, can we make it sound like that? And it's like the most like garbage recording ever. Mm-hmm. But like you can kind of hear the idea and I'm like, mm-hmm. Maybe, but like you're in the moment at that point, you know, like it's hard to recreate that in the studio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do think it always sounds better in the moment. Sometimes you make a song idea and you think it's like the best thing you've ever written and then you just can't recreate it. And that's hard.
But yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the biggest thing. Like people will try and do like remix after remix and like, let's record it again. And I'm like, you're not going to get that same take. Unfortunately. Yeah. Maybe, but it's pretty hard. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But also like, do you want that same take or can you be more creative again, get into that same energy, but just make something better? You know, I like, because with improvising, like even if there's one specific piece I really like, I rarely stick with it for more than two like performances of the song. I'll always sing it differently every time. And I think that's just how you get better at improvising.
So I know you are taking a gap year. So what are some things that you're doing in your gap year?
Yeah. So, for musically, let's stay on topic here. I had the really cool opportunity of playing piano in the pit band, for a musical in the fall, Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, nice.
It was at my old high school. So I got to work with my music teacher, Miss Caravan. She's been kind of like a mentor to me, in high school. And she's so lovely. I really enjoyed working with her in that capacity as well. That was really cool. And, that was a really cool experience. And I don't often only play piano, so it was definitely challenging to learn all the complex parts for a musical piano, which is like notoriously hard, but it was a really fun experience. I think I developed as an artist as well through that. And then also I started my own band this year, which is super exciting. And we've had a couple gigs and we've been practicing a lot and we're playing at Homegrown Festival coming up. So that's pretty exciting.
Oh, awesome. Very, very cool. Yeah, let's kind of dive a bit more into the playing for musical theater, because I had the privilege of a couple of months ago recording a musical theater band.
Really?
For the performance. Wow. Yeah, because we didn't have enough space in the venue to host them. So I had to record all the pieces of music and everything like that. And it was kind of like hectic. Like,
yeah.
Not hectic in terms of like the recording process and, well, I mean, a little bit of that too.
Yeah.
But like, it's just like the music is definitely like intense.
There's so many key changes and everything.
Yeah, there is. And like, at least when the way that I did it is in digital audio workstations, there's like a set tempo, like 4/4, 3/4, all that stuff. I found that you could not keep it on a set time and you had to have like a metronome. Like usually like, you know how metronomes work.
Yeah,
like it's got a high pitch. It goes like, you can't have that because everybody's in mixed time. Like it's not the same metronome for every part at the same time, which was like crazy to me. So it's definitely, it's a different like musical space altogether in terms of recording, in terms of playing.
For sure. And when you're like singing a musical theater song, it's like, oh, key change, ta-da. It doesn't sound a lot different. But if you're trying to play the piano part, you have to learn the entire song in one key and then switch your brain over because it looks the same on piano, right? But the key signature changes. So then you have to be like, oh, wait, now it has 4 flats, not 1 sharp. And it's like a whole different thing. And then the time signature goes to 3/4. It's just hectic. Yeah.
It is a little crazy. And like, it was so crazy to the point where I was like, you know what? I don't know if you know what MIDI instruments are, but I just recorded the piano in MIDI, which is like, it pretty much to sum up, it's just like little notes that show up on a grid and you can adjust the note. So like, if you're playing a C,
right.
No, you're not. Now you could be playing a D and I can just move it up. I put the keyboardists through MIDI because I'm like, we're just going to fix all these things and we could just key change it. But yeah, the musical theater space is definitely very cool. How specifically has it had, do you think it's upped your skills in terms of like performing and all that stuff?
Well, I think I got a lot better at just piano because it's just solo piano a lot. It's very, it has very quick parts. I have to learn to sight read better because you only have a certain amount of time to learn all the entire 3 hours of music or whatever. So you get better at sight reading, knowing techniques to learn music quicker, and accompaniment skills as well. It's really good accompanying other people on piano, following along with the singers.
Yeah, very true.
A lot of skills.
Very true. Yeah. Really good space for musicians, honestly. Play musical theater gigs.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. Like, no matter what genre I throw myself into, I find, like, I just have such a love for music of all genres. Like, I went to jazz camp. I love listening to jazz and skiing jazz. I learned to scat a little bit at music camp. So I learned how to do that. But then, like, the funk, the R&B. Went to see the opera last night, the Kingston Youth Orchestra and the TGIF Opera. Did Figaro last night at the Spire. So good. There's so many genres and they all have something to offer. I think it's really exciting about music.
And that's a really like pure kind of like mindset going into it. Because there's a certain like genre, let's just say, and like it's inspired by like a bunch of other different genres. I've even seen like a mix between hip hop and country before, which is like very far, I feel like, on the on the spectrum. But, you know, it still comes together. You can find similarities. You can make it work. And that's the beauty of music, I think.
That's sometimes the coolest things come out of that, like completely different genres too. I used to do covers. I still do covers, but where you take a song and you're just like, what if this was like jazzy? And you just change the genre of a song and it makes like a really unique cover. And sometimes you're like, I like this groove. And then you make your own song out of it. But
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I love like mixing things. I think that it's really creative. And you get some cool results out of that.
Yeah, going outside the box kind of thing is, I think, where the best music is made. Really quickly, where can people find you on social media and find out about your upcoming events and gigs and all that stuff?
Yeah, so I have a music Instagram at music_by_EmilyM. And then I also have an Instagram for my band at elastic.band with a K for elastic because we're cool like that.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. And that's all the time we have. Emily, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks. I really enjoyed it. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no worries. Okay. And now we're going to listen to Emily Monahan perform live here at CFRC 101.9 FM.
Good evening, everybody. My name's Emily Monahan, and I'll be your tour guide for the next few minutes. I'm live from the CFRC studio and accompanied today by Sarah Monahan on bass and Blake Conard on guitar and keys. And I'm going to be sharing some original music that I've written recently. So yeah, let's get into it. Hope you enjoy. I'm running out of breath trying to chase after you. You ran away again because you can't see us through. Oh, baby, don't you know I'm getting tired? Well, I never was the running type. I think it's time to walk away. There's only one thing left to do. Think it's about time I could shoot loose. I only got so much breath and I ain't wasting no more on you. I'm running out of time because you live in my head. You're there when I wake up and also when I go to bed. Get you out of it. Well, I can't turn back the clock. I can't take back a moment's thought. I need some me time. I need some free time. And by that I mean some free of you time. I only got so much time and I ain't wasting it on you.
Well, they say only fools goes rushing, but I say great minds think alike, and I've been thinking about us all the time. Ooh, all I need is you. All I need is da 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 da. I can't let people in, so we stand on the porch till we start shivering. And I'm wishing that the whole world was frozen too. You're holding my hand. This is all I need to feel. Well, they say rushing, but I say great minds think alike, and I've been thinking about us all the time. Ooh, all I need is you. All I need is da 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 da.
This next song is a cover of one of my very favorite songs called Cry Me a River.
You go on and cry. you go and cry me a river, 'cause I cry, I cried a river over you. I cried a river now you can too. Cry me a river. Won't you cry? Cry me a river.
Thank you. I'd like to dedicate this next song to my favorite high school teacher, Miss Caravan. Sarah is also in her class. It's our favorite class every day, and she's so kind and generous, and she's just changing lives every day. It's meant a lot to us and everyone that goes through her classes. So this is our last song for the night. It's been a real pleasure playing here in the CFRC studio. Thanks so much for having us. I'm Emily Monahan.
I'm fun to talk to, so I've heard. Good with banter, but not long term. I've tried and tried to find the one, but a girl's gotta have some fun too. So can I take you out for a 30-day free trial? No strings attached, just to try it. I might just rent a bike. Ooh, baby, I might just rent a bike. Oh, baby. Ooh, oh, baby. Oh, baby, I might just rent a bike. Card. Didn't really make it to my heart like you. So can I take you out for a 30-day free trial? No strings attached, just to try it for a while. Because commitment's not my thing, so I'll just stick to window shopping. I'll try you on for size, and if you fit, I might just rent to buy. I might just rent to buy. I might just rent to buy. What's the harm in trying 1 month free? Don't believe me, check the return policy. I'm just a girl looking for love on a mission. For sale in Isaac's condition. Building a home, let me be your addition, baby. So can I take you out for a 30-day free trial? No strings attached, just to try it for a while. Because commitment's not my thing, so I'll just stick to window shopping. I'll try you on for size, I think you'll fit. I might have to rent to buy. Ooh, I might just rent to buy. Boop, 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 boop. just ran to baby.
Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Emily Monahan. Thank you so much to CFRC for having me. It's been a blast.